This morning, we'd like to speak on the subject of salvation by works, or is it by grace and grace alone? You know, today it sounds logical that salvation is a reward for a good life. Doesn't it just sound logical? You know, the fact is that God does punish evil and he rewards good. Is that not so? But the book of Titus, chapter 3, verse 3 through 7, especially verse 5, states this: "For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another." Wow, does that sound like us? But, in verse 4, "But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which is shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life." Isn't this just the way we lived? Look again in the book of Titus, chapter 3, verse 3 through 7. All of us were at one point foolish. We were disobedient. We were deceived. At one point, we were serving many, many lusts and pleasures. We were living in malice and envy. We were hating each other and hateful to one another. But you know what made the difference? It's after the kindness and the love of God our Savior appeared unto us. That is what has made all the difference in the entire world. This is what makes a Christian a real Christian. It's not going to church, but it's after that the love of God has appeared toward us. It's not all the things that we do, it's what God has done to us. Notice the difference there. Did we deserve this? No, we didn't. We didn't deserve anything at all. All we really deserved was hell. We deserved the result of all of our works. But God didn't give us that. Instead of that, God gave us of his love. You know, the Bible states in the book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 6, "And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work." Well, this may be a little bit confusing, but read the context. Paul here is talking about how that we're really saved. We're either saved by works or we're saved by grace. And this is what the message is about this morning. Do we have salvation by grace, or do we have it by works? Is it simply unmerited favor, or is it by something that we do? Notice the things that we do. And I refer you back to the book of Titus, chapter 3, verse 3 through 7, because all of us were at one point foolish. All of us were at some times disobedient. We were deceived. We were serving many, many lusts and pleasures. At one point, all of us were filled with malice and envy. We were hateful and hating one another. But you see, it's after that God appears unto us. That's what the Bible says in Titus chapter 3, verse 4. "But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, I am thankful that God has saved my unworthy soul." I know that you can say the same thing. I'm glad that I'm saved. But I wasn't saved because of what I've done. No. But I'm saved because of what Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary has done for me. That's what the Bible states in the book of Romans, chapter 11, and verse 6. "And if by grace, then it is no more of works. You see, I've been saved by grace. It's no more of any kind of work that I do. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. If it's a mixture, if it's just 1% me and 99% God, then I must say that it is totally by works. But grace overcomes everything. You see, I'm saved not by any kind of work that I have ever done. I'm not trusting in anything that I've ever done, but I'm fully trusting in Christ, who gave his own life on the cross of Calvary that I might have everlasting life. And Jesus Christ, when he died, there was no problem with him. The problem was with us. And that's why Jesus Christ died, that I might have life. Not that he might have life, rather that I might have life. The Bible states in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 8 and verse 9, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Romans 6, verse 23 states, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Look what the Bible says here in the book of Romans, chapter 6, and verse 23, that salvation is a gift, that the wage of sin, the thing that I work for, the thing that I earn, is sin, and it is causing death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. This tells us how that salvation really comes to me. It comes not because that I'm a good person. No, Titus chapter 3, verse 3 through 7 has already concluded that I am no good at all. But the Bible says that I have received the gift of eternal life. How long does eternity last? It lasts forever. Eternity never has an end, and this is how I have been redeemed. This is how I have been saved. It's through Jesus Christ, our Lord. It's not through anything that I've ever done, but it's what Jesus Christ has done for me on the cross of Calvary. Look in the book of Acts, chapter 15, verse 1. The question of how salvation came was asked. The Bible says, "And certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, Except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved." Wow. What? Let's read that again. Acts 15, verse 1. The Bible said, "And certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, Except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved." The thing about it is that the error here is that some people are believing that Moses was saved by being circumcised. But that's not true. That's not so at all. If anybody would just look, they would see that God had already called Moses before he was circumcised. Get that? You know, the final answer is given to us in the book of Acts chapter 15 and verse 28 and 29. And here the church at Jerusalem wrote this letter. And I'll just read to you a little bit of what they say. They say, "For it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that you abstain from meats offered to idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication, from which if you keep yourselves, ye shall do well." Fare ye well. That's all they wrote. You know, the thing about it is that Jesus Christ is the one that has redeemed us. It is not by works. Salvation is by grace. Grace is unmerited favor. Grace simply means that we receive from God the thing that we do not deserve. That's what we receive. Nobody deserves salvation. Everybody deserves eternal judgment and damnation in an eternal hell. But God, in His grace, has been so merciful to us because God has touched us with His grace, and He's made it real to us. You know, if you're listening today and you're lost, I pray today that you might turn to God and know this, that you actually deserve eternity in hell. It's only by the grace of Almighty God that you're redeemed. It's only by the grace of God a sinner is saved when they come to Christ, recognizing what they are, really what they are before God Almighty, and they trust God to save them. That's how salvation really comes. You know, if it were possible for us to earn salvation, then why in the world did Christ ever die on the cross? Somebody would say, well, it takes both. Then what they're really saying is that God, or Christ, could not really do enough by Himself to save us. But the Bible states that Christ died that we might have life. Moreover, the Bible says that we might have eternal life. Look in the book of 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Here the Bible states, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit." Notice, Christ was the just one. Jesus Christ suffered for our sins. Jesus Christ did not suffer for His sins because He didn't have any. He was the perfect one. Jesus Christ is God. And Jesus Christ died that we, who are sinners, might have everlasting life. The fact is that God just doesn't forget or pass over our sins. Jesus Christ forgives them, then He forgets them. Notice in the book of 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, the Bible said, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit." We've been quickened by the Spirit of God. This is not something that happens externally, but it is something that happens internally to us. Jesus Christ has redeemed us. We're trusting in what Jesus Christ has done for us on the cross of Calvary. We're not trusting in anything that I have done. Not a thing. I've been saved for many years, but I'm trusting in what Jesus Christ has done for me. The Bible states in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 in verse 21, Jesus Christ became sin for us. The Bible said, "For He hath made Him to be sin for us, who knew no sin." That's Jesus Christ. He didn't know any sin. "But the reason that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him," that is, in Christ. Romans chapter 5, verse 9 states that we are justified by His blood. When the Bible says, "Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him." That is, through Jesus Christ. I'm thankful today that I'm saved, but I'm thankful that Jesus Christ has redeemed me from my sins. Who are you trusting in to save you? Are you trusting in what you've done? Are you trusting in what Jesus Christ has done for you on the cross of Calvary? The answer to that question is your eternal salvation. I pray that today that you might see that Jesus Christ is the only way that you can ever be saved. Jesus is the answer. We see that our time has slipped away from us once again this morning. We do invite you to attend the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning for another radio broadcast. Thank you now for listening.